Okay, so AI, right? It's everywhere you look these days, and today we are diving headfirst into the world of ChatGPT, specifically its price tag, which has caused, well, let's just say a bit of a stir online. Imagine you're happily using ChatGPT, maybe you're even thinking about upgrading, and then bam, the price potentially doubles. So what's the deal? Is OpenAI trying to pull a fast one, or is this like a peek into the future of, really advanced AI?
Yeah, no, it's definitely interesting. And I think it's more than just a simple price hike. It's more like, I don't know, a power play almost. OpenAI is making a pretty big shift here, going from like a nonprofit to a full-on profit-driven company. And here's the thing, they're betting big, like billions big, that people, you and me, are willing to pay a premium for these AI tools.
Billions, you're not kidding. So the big question everyone's asking is, will people actually reach for their wallets? This article we're looking at from WebPro News, it suggests that this whole move by OpenAI is a huge gamble. People will pay more, maybe, but only, and this is key, only if AI tools, especially ones like ChatGPT, are actually game changers, not just, a fun thing to play around with for an afternoon.
Exactly. And that's where the, I guess you could say the skepticism comes in. I mean, this article, it quotes a Gartner analyst, right? And they're basically saying that all this excitement around AI from investors, it's already on shaky ground. So this price hike, this could be the thing that either makes AI the next big thing, or, and this is the other side of the coin, it exposes it all as like an overhyped bubble.
So, are we all standing on the precipice of a tech revolution, or are we about to be victims of like a massive AI-driven pump and dump scheme? I mean, that's what we're trying to figure out today.
Exactly. And to really wrap our heads around how big of a deal this price hike could be, we have got to zoom out a little, see the bigger picture. This isn't just about ChatGPT, no. It's about the entire AI landscape. And if everyday people are ready to go all in, especially with these, let's be honest, kind of intimidating prices.
It's like standing at the edge of the pool on a scorching hot day, right? Do you just jump in even though the water might be freezing cold? Or do you just like dip your toes in first and risk missing out on, all the fun?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And from the looks of it, OpenAI is putting all their chips in on people being so ready to jump in that they'll shell out, a premium for the privilege. Actually, the article even mentioned that internally there are talks about raising prices even higher. I mean, talk about confidence.
Wow, yeah. Talk about confidence. But it does make you wonder, does the average person really need, I don't know, like a superpowered deluxe ChatGPT? Sure, it can code, write music, even draft legal documents, which is kind of wild. But let's be real, not everyone's doing that every day.
You're absolutely right, but, and this is where it gets really interesting. Even if you personally aren't coding up symphonies or, writing the next great legal thriller with AI, the fact is AI is already changing the game in tons of industries.
So if I'm not like composing masterpieces with AI, how is it really impacting me? You lost me a little there.
Okay, so think about it. From personalized medicine to those self-driving cars everyone's talking about, the tech behind all that. Yeah, it relies heavily on AI. And it's not just fancy stuff either. This article even mentioned how AI is being used to personalize online shopping and make supply chains more, efficient.
Okay, I think I see what you're getting at. It's like, even if I'm not sitting here chatting with ChatGPT every day, it's still kind of like behind the scenes shaping my world without me even realizing.
Exactly, precisely. And that brings us right back to this whole gamble OpenAI is making. If they can actually pull off this whole premium market thing for, these advanced AI tools, it could have a ripple effect. Like everything, different industries, maybe even make these advancements more expensive, possibly more exclusive, which is, something to think about.
Yeah, that's a little, I don't know, concerning, isn't it? I mean, is there a risk that this could make that gap wider between people who can use these AI tools and, well, people who can't?
Absolutely. It's a real concern. And the article even touches on it, the idea that smaller businesses, individuals even, they could be priced out, which, could slow down innovation, even make those inequalities that are already there even worse. Like, remember the digital divide? This is kind of like that, but with AI.
Right. And we've seen how that turned out. When some people have access to technology and others don't, it can create like a whole new set of problems, right?
Yeah.
Make the divides we already have even deeper. So are we like seriously risking a future where only the wealthy, the people who already have everything, are the ones who benefit from this whole AI thing?
It's possible, yeah. It's definitely something we have to be aware of.
Yeah.
Especially now, figuring out this whole AI thing.
Mm-hmm.
The choices we make now about who can access it, how much it costs, it's going to have huge consequences down the line. Imagine, you know, a world where only a select few can afford the best AI healthcare or education or even, you know, job opportunities.
Okay, yeah. Now that is a little dystopian. Not exactly the, like, happy AI future we keep hearing about. So instead of a rising tide lifts all boats situation, it sounds like it could be the opposite. The rich get richer and, well, you know the rest. So is that it? Are there other downsides to what OpenAI is doing besides, you know, the whole societal impact thing?
Yeah, I think another concern is what happens to innovation if it's just too expensive to, you know, get in the game. Like if smaller companies, startups, independent developers, if they get priced out, we could end up with a less diverse AI landscape.
Mm.
Less competition usually means less progress, right?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, yeah. Different people, different ideas, different approaches. That's how anything gets better. It sounds like OpenAI is walking a bit of a tightrope here, trying to push AI forward, but also dealing with some pretty big questions about, well, like we said, ethics and what it means for society.
And honestly, we just don't know yet if it'll work out.
Yes.
It's a tough balance. You need a ton of resources to create cutting-edge AI, but then there's that whole issue of making those tools too expensive for most people. It's complicated.
It really does make you think, I mean, yeah. My wallet is feeling a little, let's say, lighter just thinking about these price hikes. But then there's this, I don't know, like this little voice in the back of my head saying, maybe, just maybe, OpenAI knows something we don't.
Right. Like maybe we can't afford not to be in on this.
Exactly. It reminds me of like the early days of the internet. You know, back then, not everyone was sold on email or online shopping. And look at us now. Can't imagine life without it. So is this the same thing? Are we underestimating AI? Is this like missing out on buying those early internet stocks, the ones that, you know, could have changed everything?
It's definitely a thought-provoking comparison. And, you know, the article actually hints at this a bit. It kind of suggests that the real magic of tools like ChatGPT might not be what they can do today, but what they'll let us do, like down the line. This is about unlocking new possibilities, you know. New ways of thinking, creating, solving problems.
Okay, so what's the takeaway here? What do we tell the people listening at home who are trying to wrap their heads around all of this? Should we be like maxing out our credit cards just to stay ahead of the AI curve?
I don't know about that, but instead of fixating on the price, I think the real question is what's the long game? What skills are going to matter in an AI-powered world? I'm talking creativity, critical thinking, being able to adapt. These are things machines can't replicate, at least not yet.
That's a really good point. It's not about having the shiniest new AI toy. It's about like investing in our own potential. This has been quite a deep dive, lots to unpack.
For sure. And this is bigger than just ChatGPT, even bigger than AI itself. It's about understanding how our world is changing and having, you know, real conversations about what we want that world to look like.
Absolutely. Well said. So it sounds like the real question isn't whether or not to buy the latest, greatest ChatGPT, but how we can thrive in a world that's becoming more and more AI-driven. That's it for today's deep dive, but keep those brains buzzing, and we'll see you next time.